Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast. Are you ready to play? Let's go. Hi, friends. It's Miss Molly from Orem Library. I am so excited you came to Storytime today. Do you have your special grown-up ready to play too? I hope so. When you come to Storytime together, you'll have someone to do the activities with, so you don't have to do them all by yourself. You'll have way more fun, and you'll learn much better. So be sure to tell your grown-up thank you for doing Storytime with you today.
Thank you.
I have a question for you, smart kids. What time of day is it for you right now? If you look out the window, can you still see sunshine? Or is it dark? If the sun just barely came up, it's morning for you. If the sun is still up, but it's later in the day, like after lunch, it's probably the afternoon. If the sun has gone down for the day, it's evening or nighttime. What time of day was it for you? Can you shout it out? Oh my goodness, those are all wonderful times of day. Well, our story time today is about a very special time that happens at nighttime. It's time for going to bed. Nighttime is also bedtime. So no matter what time of day it is for you, we're going to do some stories and songs all about bedtime. When I was a little girl, my dad used to do a fun rhyme with me and my brothers and sisters when it was time for bed. It isn't even about going to sleep or going to bed, but I always thought it was so fun. Maybe you have heard it before. It goes like this. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. And that's it. It's really short. I think it's about going to the theater or something. What my dad would do is he would pick me up and swing me back and forth on the parts where it says one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. And then when it says four to go, he would swing me onto the pillows. It was so funny. Should we try it? If you're little, maybe your grown-up can pick you up and swing you or bounce you on their lap. If you're getting big, though, you can swing your arms yourself, forwards and backwards, like you're getting ready to take a big jump. When we say four to go, you can either jump really high or spin around in a circle. If you're stuck in your car, maybe you can roll your arms or something fun like that. Okay, let's try it. Start swinging, rocking back and forth. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go! Don't forget to jump when we say go! Did you jump or get swung around? That is so much fun. Okay, let's try it again. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go! Okay, one more time for today. Here we go. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go! Yay! You should try that one next time you're ready to hop in bed. It was always a favorite at my house. Another fun thing we did is my mom would play monster with us. She would make a scary face and chase us down the hall, and we would laugh and run away and hide under our blankets. Do you have anything fun in your family that you do at bedtime? That sounds like so much fun. Well, now that we've had a bit of fun, let's sing a song about all the things we need to do to get ready to go to bed. It's to the tune of Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush. Do you have any special things that you need to do before you go to bed? If you have an idea, tell me or tell your grown-up. Those sound like good things to do. One thing I always do before going to sleep is I need to put on my pajamas. Do you do that at your house? We need special clothes to sleep in. Okay, let's pretend to put on our pajamas while we sing. This is the way we put on our PJs, put on our PJs, put on our PJs. This is the way we put on our PJs on our way to bed. Okay, let's try it again now that we know how our song goes. Remember to do actions like you're pretending to put your pajamas on. This is the way we put on our PJs, put on our PJs, put on our PJs. This is the way we put on our PJs on our way to bed. Okay, now we need to think of another thing we do at bedtime. Did you have another good idea? I always have to brush my teeth before I go to sleep, so they'll be nice and clean all night long. Do you try and do that at your house too? Let's sing about brushing our teeth. Ready? We're gonna pretend to hold a toothbrush and move it across our mouths. This is the way we brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush our teeth. This is the way we brush our teeth on our way to bed. Oh, good. Now our teeth are nice and squeaky clean. What's another thing we do at bedtime? I know some kids that like to read a bedtime story before they go to bed. Do you read books at bedtime at your house? Oh, let's sing about that. Hold your hands up like they're a pretend book. This is the way we read a book, read a book, read a book. This is the way we read a book on our way to bed. Oh, that was so good. Well, I think we are ready for bed now. Oh, let's fluff up our pillows. Poof, poof, poof. And snuggle under the covers. If you have a teddy bear, you can hug him so tight. Okay, time to relax with a big breath in and out. That will help us drift off to sleep. And another thing that will help us go to sleep is to close our eyes. This is the way we close our eyes, close our eyes, close our eyes. This is the way we close our eyes on our way to bed. Shh, good night. Very good, friends. It sounds like you are experts on bedtime. Give yourself a round of applause. But a quiet round of applause since we're supposed to be sleeping. Well, friends, I have a song that I wanted to teach you today. It's a song that tells an old story, and the main character does a lot of sleeping. I bet you'll be able to guess which story this is. Let's listen and see if you can guess what story this song is about. I'll tell you an action for each of the lines, too, if you wanted to follow along. For this first part, put your hands under your chin, like you're showing how cute your face is. If you know how to flutter your eyelashes, you can do that too. Okay, put your hands under your chin. Here's the first part. Fair Rosa was a lovely child, a lovely child, a lovely child. Ferosa was a lovely child a long time ago. That part didn't give us very many clues to what story this is. Let's keep going. For this next part, make your hands into a triangle, like it's a roof. It's a roof of a tall tower. She lived up in a castle high. She lived up in a castle high a long time ago. Okay, so she lives in a castle too. For this next part, pretend to hold a magic wand. You can flick it like you're casting a spell, okay? A wicked fairy cast a spell. A wicked fairy cast a spell a long time ago. Are you getting an idea of what story this could be? It sounds like it has a princess and a castle and a fairy who puts a spell on her. Does that sound familiar? Oh, I bet some of you are starting to guess it. For our next action, put your palms together and then put them under your cheek like you're sleeping. Can you pretend to be asleep? Okay, here we go. The princess slept 100 years, 100 years, 100 years. The princess slept 100 years a long time ago. Okay, and for the next part, we are going to be thorns growing up so high. So can you stretch up high? Here we go. Stretch, stretch, stretch. The briar hedge grew oh so high, oh so high, oh so high. The briar hedge grew oh so high a long time ago. Wait a second. This story has a princess in a castle with a spell that puts her to sleep and a bunch of thorns around the castle. Do you know that story? If you know what it's called, shout it out! Did you guess Sleeping Beauty? Oh, if you did, you're right. Well, that's not how the story ends, though, is it? No, we have to save her. Let's get on our horses. Hold your hands out in front like you're holding the horse's reins. Okay. A handsome prince came riding by, riding by, riding by. A handsome prince came riding by a long time ago. This part is fun. Get out your pretend sword. We have to do some slicing. Show me how you swing your sword. He cut the briars with his sword, with his sword, with his sword. He cut the briars with his sword a long time ago. Okay, now we've got to wake her up. Reach out like you're going to touch her shoulder very gently to see if she's okay. The princess wakened at his touch, at his touch, at his touch. The princess wakened at his touch a long time ago. Ferosa will now sleep no more, sleep no more, sleep no more. Ferosa will now sleep no more a long time ago. Very good, friends. We told the entire story of Sleeping Beauty with that song. Do you think we could do it all together now? I bet we could try. Let's do it. I'll remind you of the actions as we go. See if you can follow along. We start off with our hands under our chins, like our faces are so lovely. Ready? Ferosa was a lovely child, a lovely child, a lovely child. Fair Rosa was a lovely child a long time ago. Are you guys trying to sing it with me? Hopefully you can follow along. Make your hands into a triangle like it's a roof now. She lived up in a castle high, a castle high, a castle high. She lived up in a castle high a long time ago. Now hold your magic wands. A wicked fairy cast a spell, cast a spell, cast a spell. A wicked fairy cast a spell a long time ago. All right, now pretend to be asleep. The princess slept 100 years, 100 years, 100 years. The princess slept 100 years a long time ago. Okay, let's stretch up high for this next part. The briar hedge grew oh so high, oh so high, oh so high. The briar hedge grew oh so high long, long ago. Now we ride our horses. Hold the reins. A handsome prince came riding by, riding by, riding by. A handsome prince came riding by a long time ago. All right, get your swords out and swing 'em. He cut the briars with his sword, with his sword, with his sword. He cut the briars with his sword a long time ago. All right, now reach out and see if she's okay. The princess wakened at his touch, at his touch, at his touch. The princess wakened at his touch a long time ago. Fair Rosa will now sleep no more, sleep no more, sleep no more. Fair Rosa will now sleep no more a long time ago. The end. Wow, we did it, everyone! That was so awesome! Now you know how to act out that story at home. Thank you so much for doing that song with me. Give yourself a big hand. Next, we have one of my very awesome friends here. Miss Julie is going to tell us one of her favorite stories. It's another story about a different princess who has some trouble getting to sleep. Miss Julie is another storyteller at my library, and I love all the amazing stories she knows. So let's give Miss Julie a big welcome.
Once upon a time, there was a fine young prince who was ready to find a princess to marry and join him in ruling his kingdom. "Not just any princess," his mother would say. "You must find a true princess." "But how will I know if she is a true princess?" the prince would ask. "A true princess is honest and kind and will be able to notice the little things that make life good." The prince traveled far and wide. He visited many kingdoms and met with many princesses. Some of them were very honest, but not very kind. Some of them were very kind, but not very honest. And all of them were too focused on trying to impress the prince to notice the little things that make life good. Finally, the prince decided to return home. He was disappointed, discouraged, and ready to flop into his own bed and fall asleep. His first night home, he was awakened in the middle of the night by a loud noise. Bam, bam, bam! At first, he thought it came from the storm outside, but he soon realized that someone was knocking on the castle door. He stumbled out of bed to see who had come at such a late hour. The king and queen wondered the same thing, and soon all three of them were standing in the royal entryway, looking at a young woman. She was soaking wet from the top of her golden cloak to the bottom of her satin shoes. "Hello," she said. "I'm so sorry to bother you so late at night. I am Princess Penelope. I was riding my horse through your kingdom when I got lost and caught in the rain. I don't mean to impose, but I was hoping my horse could stay in the royal stables tonight. I could stay with him if you'd like, so as not to cause you any trouble." The prince smiled as he noticed how honest and kind she was. The young woman certainly seemed like a true princess, but the queen wanted to be sure, and she had a plan. "Nonsense, my dear," said the queen. "Of course your horse may stay in the stables. We have servants out there who will take good care of him. You may stay here in one of our guest rooms. Why don't you take a warm bath, and I will arrange for some dry clothes and a soft bed for the night." While Princess Penelope changed, the queen put her plan into action. She went into the royal guest room and put a single pea from the royal garden right in the middle of the mattress. Then she piled 20 more mattresses on top. When she was finished, the bed was so tall that Princess Penelope had to climb a ladder to get to the top. "Good night, my dear," said the queen. "Sweet dreams." The next morning, Princess Penelope joined the king, queen, and prince at breakfast. "How did you sleep, my dear?" asked the queen. "Well," said Princess Penelope, "it was very kind of you to go through so much trouble to make such a special bed for me. But if I'm honest, I did not sleep well at first. Even with all the beautiful fancy mattresses, it seemed something small needed my attention. So I moved the mattresses and discovered a pea under one of them. Once that was out of the way, I was able to sleep. Sometimes taking care of something small makes life so much better." The king, queen, and prince smiled with joy as they realized they had finally found a true princess. They invited Princess Penelope to stay for a while. And after that, the prince went with her to visit her kingdom. Soon they fell in love and were married, and they ruled their kingdom with kindness and honesty, and are said to give notice to even the smallest needs of their people. The end.
Thank you, Miss Julie, for coming to play with us today. Let's give her a big hand. All right, friends, it's Miss Molly back again. I have one more song to share with you today. It's to a famous lullaby tune. Did you know when some people try to fall asleep, they like to imagine that they are counting sheep? That helps them relax. And sheep are so cute and fluffy that they're nice to think about when you're snuggled up in bed. I know you are good at counting. This song counts up to 10, so get your fingers ready for when we start counting. Here we go.
Little sheep with soft wool, like a cloud, like a pillow. Now they're jumping o'er the fence. Oh, how many sheep there are! There goes one, there goes two, there goes three, four, and five, six, and seven, and eight, 9 and 10 sheep tonight.
Oh, so cute, the little sheep. Imagining sheep can be fun and make you feel calm. Sheep have curly hair that's called wool. How do you think wool feels? Can you think of a word that describes how a sheep's wool feels? Tell your grown-up if you can think of one. Some words I thought of are soft, fluffy, poofy, cushy, or maybe you thought of a different word. At the beginning of the song, let's pretend to pet the soft, fluffy sheep, because they are oh so soft.
Little sheep with soft wool, like a cloud, like a pillow. Now they're jumping o'er the fence. Oh, how many sheep there are! There goes one, there goes two, there goes three, four, and five, six and seven and eight, nine and ten sheep tonight.
Okay, I think those little sheep are ready for bed. And maybe you are too if it's bedtime at your house. Friends, I am so glad you came to Storytime today. I hope when it's actually bedtime for you, you get to sleep so well and get some good rest. Let's finish with our homework song so we remember all the things we can do to grow our brains when we wake up tomorrow. We read, we write, we sing, we play, and we talk with each other all day. And doing those things gets our brains so smart for school and for learning. Let's do our song. Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the five things we do, my brain will grow this way. Goodbye, friends. We'll be back next month. Hope to see you then. Hello, grown-ups. Thanks for joining your kids for story time today. This is the Behind the Story section of the podcast, where we talk about early literacy and ideas for everyday activities that will help your child to develop into awesome learners through the five early literacy tenets: reading, writing, singing, playing, and talking, like we sing about in our homework song. Your special bond with your child makes you their first and best teacher. Even so, there's so much to remember to do to help kids out, which I know can get overwhelming at times. Even though there's only those five simple practices to remember, trying to incorporate those every day is mental energy added to our checklist. At my house, I'm the girl who's hip on routines. I personally need my to-do list to require as little extra effort for my brain as possible. If I have some sort of structure built in, I'm way more likely to do the tasks I need. When I pack my lunch, I know I need a vegetable and my leftovers that are in a Tupperware. I try and do that every day so I don't need to get creative when I don't have to. At bedtime, you probably have your own rituals and routines built in. And wouldn't you know it, lots of the activities we do with children at bedtime lend themselves perfectly to early literacy tenets. Say you usually read a book at bedtime, or ask about their favorite part of their day, or sing a favorite lullaby. That covers read, talk, and sing all in one sitting. It's probably not the easiest time of day to write or play, though perhaps drawing or calm playing are things that can be included an hour or so before bedtime to help kids start winding down, or just at other times throughout the day. Some other ideas for bedtime are reciting a nursery rhyme you've been working on, or talking about what we want to do tomorrow, or listening to calm music. Either way, that time snuggled up with a trusted grown-up where they feel safe and loved does amazing things in their brain chemistry. The shared experience creates all these happy neurochemicals that create a dynamic learning environment. And all that just for being comfy together. And having that structure is comforting and so helpful for kids' emotional regulation, knowing they can expect certain things at certain times of day. I have heard of families, though, where bedtime reading was difficult to come by. The kids were either very active or it was hard to fit in the adult's heavy work schedule. These families had success reading to their kids when they're occupied in the bathtub, or while kids are eating lunch, or on a drive when there's some sort of audio component to a picture book. It's not in the bedtime routine, but you can plug and play in other routines throughout the day, which I thought was clever. You grown-ups are awesome, and I'm always impressed with you finding what works for you and your family in your own routines. Thank you for all the effort you put in helping your child get all the brain benefits they can. And thanks for including story time in your day. We are glad to have you. Next month's episode for September will be Miss Amy, and she's doing a science theme. So be sure to keep your eye out for that one. Keep reading, keep enjoying songs and conversations with your kids, no matter their age, and we'll see you next month. Bye till next time.